are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We've had a great show this evening, just wonderful. We talked about our medical tax deductions. If you caught it, great. If you didn't catch it, please go to GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com, find me. Go to archives or podcast. It will be up there. If you want to hear it a little sooner, you could go to my Listen on Demand after this show, this hour, and it should replay my shows from tonight. So you should hopefully be able to get all your scoop that you need before you fill out your tax return. All right, we're going to talk about a lot today. I want to talk about the arsenic issues in our food. I also want to talk about some latest headlines. I guess we just heard some ICE officers have been killed in Long Beach at a federal office building. As soon as we get that, I want to definitely share that with you. Right now, I'm taking a look. This kind of looks a little odd. They say Harvard researchers have actually invented a method of mass-producing robot insects. They could actually create sheets of tiny robot bees that pop up and are ready for action. They say when activated, a 2.4-millimeter tail robot insect pops up out of the sheet. The scientists say they aim to create swarms of independently flying robot insects. Am I the only one scared? Do we want this? The entire product is approximately the size of a U.S. quarter, and dozens of the micro robots could pop out of a single sheet. I don't like bees. Why are you making bees? The scientists say they were inspired by origami and pop-up books. Okay, that's nice, but why bees? The sheets consist of carbon fiber, plastic film, titanium, brass, and ceramic laser cut into a sheet. They're assembled by robots that could be mass-produced rapidly. I mean, is this for war? Are you trying to battle, you know, people with bees? The 18-layer structure incorporates flexible hinges that allow the three-dimensional product, again, just 2.4 millimeters tall, to assemble in one movement like a pop-up book. I don't like pop-up books. I've never liked pop-up books. I don't like bees. I don't like this. We can generate, they say, full systems in any three-dimensional shape. We've also demonstrated that we could create self-assembling devices by including pre-stressed materials. So I'm stressed, all right. Why are you making a swarm of bees? They say in a larger device, you can take a robot leg, for example, open it up and just bolt it in circuit boards. We're so small that we don't get to do that. Oh, poor thing. The Harvard Office of Technology Development is now developing a strategy to commercialize this technology. So they decided to make a swarm of robot bees for the fun of it. I mean, there's no cross-pollination type of plan or military reason. I mean, they're just making bees. I don't like bees. I really, really, really don't like the bees. Nope. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know it's cool and exciting, but if I see a swarm of anything, let me even add moths. I know moths don't hurt you. They just flap at you, right? I grew up with moths being all over the place, right, because we couldn't afford extermination all the time. I hate spiders, but I'm just going to put this out there. If there's a swarm of anything coming after me, a swarm of anything, I'm out of here. Okay, looks like some justice has been served. Remember that couple that didn't pay for their child's treatment for Hodgkin lymphoma, but they spent $87 for their dog to be treated for fleas? Well, they got jail time, 8 years. The parents of an 8-year-old boy who died from Hodgkin's lymphoma after suffering for months from undiagnosed swollen glands was sentenced to 8 years in prison after pleading guilty to denying him treatment. Attorneys for Monica Husing, 37, and William Robinson, Sr., 40 years old, had said the parents had financial problems, tried to get checkups for their son, but couldn't afford it. Yet, really, they deflee their dog. So they spend money on defleeing their dog. Look, the dogs are our kids too. I mean, we love our dogs. We love our cats. But their child died, for crying out loud. The couple was given the maximum sentence by Cuyahoga County Judge Michael Astrab, who accepted their glee plea last month to attempted involuntary manslaughter in a last-minute plea before the trial was about to begin. Oh, that's ridiculous. I mean, what is going on with these what's going on with these people? Oh, remember that Hokie County school? Remember we were talking about that Hokie County school where a state worker decided to mess with the kids' lunch? Well, apparently they stepped back and they said, my bad. Yeah, they basically said, my bad. I know. I think what happened, I mean, if I was looking at the story, you know, remember there was a child, mom packed their lunch, turkey and cheese sandwich, banana, state worker thought it was unhealthy, and decided to give the child chicken nuggets and charge mom $1.25. You actually, you know, come to think of it, if you could get a chicken McNugget meal for $1.25, I may want to just go there for lunch. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. They came back saying, again, they didn't comment fully, but that the school has a right for free to replace one of the food groups that these children could be missing in that Carolina school district. I believe it's in Carolina. And so I don't know what they were missing. Turkey and cheese, banana, apple juice, and it was a sandwich and potato chips. So you have all four food groups in there. Meat, cheese, fruit and vegetables, and bread. I mean, the only thing I could see that the chicken nugget might have offered is the grease food group. And I thought we didn't want the grease food group. I thought the grease food group was bad. Right? Was that bad? All right. Well, you know, good for them for keeping an eye on things. Just don't put your hands in these kids' lunch trays. While they're sitting there eating at lunchtime, then you could take a peek. But don't be going into it, inspecting it, saying it's not healthy when you're wrong. I'd be mad as a parent. Okay, when we come back, we got some more chocolate news. Apparently Snickers and Twix bars, the big yummy movie theater size, are going to be no more. And we'll talk about the arsenic in food. Don't go away. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 16th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17.1590. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.5838, $879.19 for a half ounce, or $439.59 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.5838, $879.19, and $439.59.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, this is a little weird here. All right, apparently Florida co-eds are seeking sugar daddies for college degrees. They say people who are looking for a perfect match, both men and women, go online seeking a certain kind of arrangement. Okay, this is being reported out of Miami. A sugar baby is typically younger and eager for adventure. A sugar daddy, these are the definitions they're giving us, is usually an older, financially established provider. A website called www.seekingarrangement.com helps the two meet. Hold on, I want to put this up here, okay? I have what's being reported, but I got to see this for myself. So I'm just going to kind of put that up there and see what it looks like. Anyway, so I guess let's go back. Hold on. Oh, there it is. Seeking arrangement, mutually beneficial relationships, the elite sugar daddy dating site for those seeking mutually beneficial relationships. Is this illegal? No, I guess if people know what they're doing and they want to be a sugar daddy. The modern sugar daddy, they say you are always respectful and generous. You only live once and you want to date the best. Some call you a mentor, sponsor, or benefactor. This is crazy. But no matter what your desires may be, you are brutally honest about who you are, what you expect and what you offer. And then you can browse the sugar daddies. Then goal-seeking sugar baby. They're attractive, intelligent, ambitious, goal-oriented. Sugar babies are students, actresses, models, or girls, and guys next door. You know you deserve to date someone who will pamper you, empower you, help you mentally, emotionally, and financially. Isn't there another name for people like this? Wow. CBS, I guess Jorge Estevez, found a 22-year-old who was looking for her first sugar daddy. She is a Miami student looking for someone to help her pay for her higher education and all the related expenses. She's a self-proclaimed, quote-unquote, cute blonde who is looking for fun in Fort Lauderdale, is a college student who is looking for help. Wow. Another young Miami college girl who does not want to be identified is more direct, asking for $10,000 to $20,000 a month. The 22-year-old claims to be looking for someone who will never say no to her needs. Really? I mean, isn't that prostitution? I mean, if you put yourself on a site saying, I want this money and I'll be your girlfriend, or I guess that's how they legalize it. I mean, sounds like prostitution to me. Wow. All right. Sorry, I'm reading this as we go. Florida ranked third in the U.S. behind New York and California with 67,000 users of all ages. It's over a million and growing. Well, I guess people have been doing this whole sugar daddy and sugar mama thing for years. I mean, I guess it's just, I don't know. I just think, you know, I don't know. We're going to start seeing lightning bolts from heaven. I don't know. I don't know where to go with that one. Okay. Now, for those of us, thank you for joining. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. For those of us who have a fear of losing our cell phones, okay, you'd say that's normal. I don't want to lose my cell phone. I'll lose all my address contacts. I'll lose my calculator. Right? I'll lose my access to Facebook, my access to news. Well, we have a psychiatric condition. It's called nomophobia, fear of life without cell phones. Right? Now, I don't have the American numbers, but I guess in Great Britain, they say 2 in 3 users are terrified of being without their phone. And it's risen to 66% in the last 4 years. Young adults suffer the most. All right. So we are nomophobes. Older people are a little less nomophobic. Your younger people, they say between 18 to 24 years old, 77% were nomophobes. Wouldn't you say 100% of us are worried about losing our phone because of the cost? I mean, this is how we communicate. It's not a psychiatric diagnosis. But they've given it a psychiatric diagnosis, nomophobia. Now, phobias, we've talked about phobias on the show a lot. I'd love to kind of go through some. Some of these are really cool, okay? Let's say you have a fear of sour food. There's a phobia for that, acerophobia, okay? Let's say you have a fear of washing or bathing. That's ablutophobia. Let's say you have a fear of chickens. Alligatorophobia. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, of course, there's like fear of walking, ambulophobia. All Latin, ambulo, ambulate, phobia. All right. I want to find some fear of bees. Apophobia. That's me. I got a fear of bees. Let's say you have a fear of men, arenphobia. Let's say you have a fear of numbers, arithmophobia. These are true, guys. These are true. Okay, let's get out of the A's. Let's look at the B's. Fear of gravity, barophobia. Right, like barotrauma, barometrics, barophobia. Fear of books, bibliophobia. You know what? They have a phobia for everything. I want to keep going on. Some of these are cool. Okay, fear of meat, carnophobia. I mean, it makes sense. These are kind of easy. Fear of snow, chionophobia. Fear of bats, chiroptophobia. Or chiroptophobia. Fear of time, chronophobia. Yeah, you're going to have fear of time. Fear of the Dr. Dahlia Show, Dr. Dahlia phobia. See? It's even on here. Really, it's on here? No. Okay. Fear of crowds, demophobia or agoraphobia. Well, we knew that. Okay, fear of crowds, fear of a lot of people. Fear of drinking, dipsophobia. Let's see. What about fear of your home? If you're afraid of your home, ecophobia. I could go on forever. I don't want to bore you guys, but this is kind of cool. Fear of hell, Hadesphobia. Hades. That makes sense. I want to find something else that's really cool. Fear of fish, ichthyophobia. Okay, well, you guys get the point. There's a lot of phobias. Fear of fog, Nebulophobia. Fear of fog. I'm afraid of fog because, you know, when you're driving and it's thick, right? Let me see. Just, I got to come up with, fear of your parents-in-laws. Get this one, guys. This is the best. If you're in fear of your in-laws, it's called sorcerophobia. Isn't sorcer from sorcery? Sorcerers? I love it. Oh, I love it. Fear of your in-laws. Oh, I got to use that one. That's a good one. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Okay. Whew, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, what's going on with these organic foods? Remember Dr. Oz found that apple and grape juice had arsenic food? Remember there's the inorganic and the organic. There's organic arsenic everywhere, but the inorganic is what the EPA is watching out for in foods. Well, now they say that organic foods, not organic arsenic, now organic foods may have too high a level, including brown rice syrup. Dartmouth College researchers say some products made with organic brown rice syrup contain arsenic. They looked at baby formulas, energy bars, cereal, energy shots used by athletes. Out of 17 baby formulas tested, they say arsenic was found in 2 toddler formulas, baby-only organic dairy and babies-only organic soy. One had 6 times the federal limit for arsenic allowed in drinking water. There's right now no real standards for arsenic in food. It's been used in pesticides and fertilizer, and isn't that why people go organic? So they don't get this? They say brown rice may have more of it than white rice because it tends to settle in the portion of the rice grain removed when brown rice is polished to become white rice. The FDA acknowledges there are trace amounts of many foods, says it has expanded its surveillance of the rice. I hope they do. Some studies show the toxin in high levels ingested over time to lead to cancer. Bladder cancer, pancreatic cancer, especially these young children, these little babies. They say all cereal and energy bars that they tested found arsenic in everyone they tested, about 29 of them. They say the maker of Babies Only formulas said its own independent testing shows no arsenic. Well, of course they're going to say that. So, I mean, somebody has to get in and look at this. Now, I mean, we've known that there's been chemicals. I mean, this isn't anything new to us. I mean, we are getting some amount of arsenic. We know that. But 6 times? And again, you could have increased risk of bladder cancer, lung cancer, skin cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular disease. And rice is probably one of our biggest sources of arsenic. It is. And like they said, brown is worse than the white. But what's interesting is 2 of the infant formulas had arsenic levels 20 to 30 times that of others. There's no regulation. No one's looking. No one's watching this. All right. They say an individual who consumes 4 of the energy shots, okay, would consume more than 10 micrograms of arsenic, an amount equal to drinking 1 liter of water, with arsenic concentration at the current EPA limit. They found in these energy shots 84 to 171 parts per billion arsenic. That's a little high. So I hope they get their act together. All right, when we come back, more medical news. And I want to hear from you, your calls, your comments, your questions. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So we have here an FDA warning on toothbrushes that can actually chip your teeth, your gums. They say wreak havoc on your face. MSNBC reports that the U.S. FDA issued a consumer safety update about a brand of electric toothbrushes. Chipping teeth, cutting gums, injuries reported from the use of battery-powered spin brush toothbrush sold by Arm & Hammer and Crest before 2009 include chipped or broken teeth, cuts to the mouth and gums, injuries to the face and eyes, and choking hazards thanks to broken pieces. Oh, that's horrible. Don't they test these things? They're for little kids. You see the girly one and you see the boy one. According to a consumer safety officer at the FDA, reports indicate that parts of the toothbrush have broken off during use, causing them to be released into the mouth with great speed, causing broken teeth and presenting a choking hazard. The spin brush manufactured by Church & Dwight Company comes in adult and children's models under Spin Brush Pro Clean, Spin Brush Pro Clean Recharge. Well, just look at your spin brushes, okay? All have the potential for injury. Oh, boy. All right, let's see. I got to read you this. The adult spin brush model had a brush head that is removable and can be replaced, but the brush head has popped off, exposing metal pieces that have poked users in the cheek and eye areas, causing injuries. The child's model does not come with a removable head, but it has also cut lips and burns from the batteries. It's even burning the mouth. bristles have fallen off and lodged in a child's tonsils. I can't believe I'm just hearing about this now. So the FDA says do not bite down on the brush. Oh, I'm a biter on my toothbrush. Yeah, I do. You know how they always say don't be biting on your toothbrush. Yeah, I know. So they say don't do that. If I were you, I would, you know, throw the puppy out. Okay? Just throw the puppy out. All right, now this, personally, I don't need this, but I guess some of you, this is right up your alley. There's a new iPhone app that shows coffee drinkers how to manage your caffeine so you get your caffeine buzz throughout your day. The app is called Caffeine Zone. Helps you maintain your caffeine buzz throughout the day. It was designed by Frank Ritter, a Penn State cognitive scientist. He says the most effective way to maintain coffee in the bloodstream is to have a big cup at the start of the day, then smaller amounts to follow. He says cold coffee is good. Users of this app on iPhone enter details of which caffeinated drinks they are consuming throughout the day, and the app shows the level of caffeine in their bloodstream. Really? Well, I guess it calculates it. Ritter says that the mathematics of how the human body processes caffeine are complicated. Well, of course they are. And people often have another coffee without thinking how much of the drug is already in the bloodstream. Okay, that I dig. That's good, because I think people over-caffeinate. They say doing so, if you over-caffeinate, could prevent sleeping, of course, raise heart rates, etc. So, but how, of course, Apple advertises this is this app provides a simulation of caffeine amount and some indications of the psychological effects. It helps you learn to use caffeine products more wisely. It is not supposed to be a medical device, though, people. And as a demonstration, more of a demonstration of pharmacokinetics of caffeine. Boy, they know how to borify it. Boy, that's kind of boring. All right. So they also have some rival apps on Android called Caffeine Tracker. I know, they always say coffee, you know, helps prevent cancer and we should be drinking more. I don't like it. I can't drink that. I'm not a big drinker. I do have an iPhone. I like the iPhone app where it looks like you're drinking a beer. Yeah. You know, it looks like you're drinking a beer, right? And then, yeah. Yeah, but it's not a beer curve. Okay. Okay, now a psychologist out of Canada says if you play a video game for just 40 hours, you could cure cataracts. Now, of course, when I read this, I'm like, wait a second. Does he have any ophthalmic experience? He says playing video games could improve the vision of people born with cataracts. Since surgery and contact lenses don't always work, many people experience visual difficulties into adulthood. We talked about that, where it's a clouding of your lens in your eye. Now, some people that get the lens removed and a new one put in, right? Many of us, as we age, we get cataracts and we get them fixed. Once you have the new lens, then they could do the laser, where they kind of break up the extra pieces as they come up of the dirt that cloud it. But for the most part, you have to have the surgery. Now, they say some of these effects could be reversed if individuals follow a short course of game therapy. This is somebody who was playing video games, wanted to get a grant to play video games. Dr. Maurer of McMaster University in Canada said after playing an action video game for just 40 hours over 4 weeks, the patients were better at seeing small print, the direction of moving dots, and the identity of faces. Psychologist Daphne Maurer has researched how vision develops in individuals born with cataracts in both eyes. Allah. Previous research found, well, you want to know what? There has been old research that has discussed how it helps the lazy eye. Because remember, your amblyopia, where your eye decides to, you know, I think it's also a weakness of your muscles. You have to focus, so it forces you to, you know, work that eye. And they found that video games help with that. But I don't know. Cataracts, I don't see how. I don't know if I really buy that one. Do you guys buy that? I don't know if I buy that. All right. Let's see what the next story is. Okay. Four nurses and a healthcare worker have been suspended in a hospital in Europe for allegedly restraining a baby on one of the wards. They don't know why. All right, they're looking at this right now. I believe this happened in England in hospital's Disney ward, right? So Disney is supposed to be nice, right? Isn't Disney supposed to be all, I mean, I'm assuming it's named after Disney. And they needed five people to restrain a baby. So I guess they're looking at that. They're not telling us how they restrained the baby, But, you know, you wonder. Okay. You know, people, please. My gosh, I think we need cameras everywhere. All right, so there's a man in L.A. Well, let me see, where was this? This was in Fresno County. I'm sorry, not L.A., Fresno County, who actually won the lottery. He won $40 million. Okay, he won $40 million lottery, I think a few years back. On Wednesday, he was arrested. That was yesterday. Because he was not feeding his horses. He had 8 malnourished horses found on his 40-acre ranch. There were 11 horses total. The gentleman, Jose Francisco Romo, signed over ownership to all of them to the Central California Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Why would he not pay and take care of the horses? The guy won the lottery. Could it be a money issue? California lottery officials on Wednesday would not confirm any information on Romo's, saying it was private. But I guess a woman who lives there confirmed that they were Super Lotto Plus winners. They had been separated. The horses he got to keep and he didn't take care of. Now, why am I telling you this? Because money doesn't change. I forget what that saying is. But, you know, money doesn't, I mean, if you have somebody who's an absolute jerk, I guess, before they win money, winning the money isn't going to make them change. And, again, I don't know who this person was prior, but, you know, we assume that everything gets taken care of. And we, you know, you just assume things get done. And I guess in this particular case, didn't happen. Okay, you know, this norovirus keeps coming back to haunt us. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, they're saying at George Washington University, 85 cases of norovirus have been confirmed. Didn't norovirus affect the cheerleading? Wasn't there a huge cheerleading convention? And then there were 3 cruise ships that had norovirus? Well, now they say 85 cases of this norovirus causes nausea, vomiting, body aches. It passed very easily from people to people, especially if you eat contaminated food, liquid, touch surfaces. Wonder why it's so big this year. So, anyway, we'll keep you posted on that. Don't go away. More on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now. And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Get over 6,000 preparedness items. Get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting, because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydro packs, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You get up-to-date medical updates. You can also follow us on Facebook. I usually put many of today's stories on Facebook because at least you can see the pictures. You know, the picture's always pretty. Yeah, that's always nice. And I like the font. All right, so if you aren't that involved with Twitter, you know, Twitter kind of hit the news today. Kind of made a lot of people mad. Twitter admitted to uploading your address book and actually keeping the data. I don't have the site right in front of me, but yeah, wait a second. I think I got it. Now, Apple's really upset because if you have an iPhone and let's say you're trying to get more Twitter followers, and what you do when you're trying to get Twitter followers is they'll say, invite your friends. Now, of course, because that gives them new users. Well, what happens is when you do that, the company will then upload and keep your address book. Okay? The Twitter downloads the entire address book of users who use the Find Friends features on the app, including names, email addresses, phone numbers, any data you have under your contacts, and stores the data on its servers for 18 months. Okay, now I think Apple is having a problem with this right now. All right. I'm trying to see what their comment was. We know they were mad. I just don't see where they're inputting this. Now, what do you do? Well, this find friends thing, if you've already done it, it's done. I mean, they have your information now. And I think it's pretty frustrating. Now, hopefully they don't do anything with it. But, realize that this isn't just Twitter. I mean, remember, now with the computer age, everybody has control of everything. I mean, I can't tell you how much spam I get. I don't know where these people get, the emails. I'm talking about personal email, not radio show email. It's ridiculous, And, hi, Dahlia. Dahlia Wax. We found, I guess, your relative, Paco Wax, and you need to give us money. I mean, I get that all the time. I'm like, really? Really? Don't be coming up with family members that don't exist saying you want me to send money. So just keep in mind with this computer age right now, we really don't have the privacy we should. I mean, I'm very nervous. In fact, I called the medical board today. Every now and then I just check in to make sure I'm doing things right. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And we're trying to move towards electronic in our office. So you want to keep your records for at least 5 years. So I'm trying to start scanning. And I'm like, but what happens if something happens to the backup? And, when I called the state office, they're like, you could not imagine how many people call us with that issue. There was a doctor who was using a electronic medical record system. And, because I told her, what if the electronic medical company goes under? Yeah, she said, yeah, that actually has happened. So you have to back up and have it separate. Your backups have to be, diversify your backups. And it's really frustrating because this computer age, we're in it. Whether we like it or not, everything's going to be computerized. Okay, we're going to save the trees. I like trees. They provide oxygen. I like trees. But we're going to save the trees. Everything's going to be computerized. But I don't trust it. Didn't that anonymous hack group again claim they hacked into the CIA? I mean, what are these bozos doing? I don't like this whole computer thing. But unfortunately, when you're doing the social media, absolutely they have access. In fact, I was listening to the news today. Some of the anti-terrorism units in the United States wants to peruse all our Facebook and tweet accounts to look for any patterns. Remember I told you months ago that they were looking for choice words people would use? Like if you use the word outbreak on your Facebook, you would be flagged and they would, look at your account. Remember that story surfaced? Well, I do a medical show. Yes, I'm going to talk about the norovirus outbreak. Yes, the word outbreak is going to be in some of my tweets and my posts. No shock there. You just don't have privacy. Anything you do computerized or digital, that's why I don't understand why these girls take naked pictures of themselves unless they want them to be seen. Like, oh, my gosh, it's circulated on the Internet. You took a picture. It was a digital picture. Of course it's going to circulate. There's a whole cybersphere. And the cybersphere relays lots of information. That's what it does. Okay? Don't be naive. Don't be stupid. Okay. Well, let's move on to a subject that's really causing a lot of stress. Looks like Snickers and Twix. You know how they have the big, gigantic family bars, even though none of us share with the family? They're going to stop selling those. I know. They aren't going to make the big ones. They're bowing to the whole nutritional movement. But again, if government's making them do it, I have a problem. If they want to do it on their own, good for them. Mars, Inc., the maker of Snickers and Twix candy bars, will stop selling chocolate products within a year that are over the... I believe the calorie mark they want to do is 250. Now, these king size are 540 calories. So what they want to do is stop the big size. Now, in their defense, if you really think about it, when you look at those big monster movie theater style candy, it usually says 2 servings on there. You know what I mean? So you really are supposed to be splitting it with somebody. So, I mean, is this going to make us want to buy? See, I'm not a big Snickers fan. I really like Kit Kat. those big, huge Kit Kats. I mean, you could feed a family of eight because you have eight pieces. I love those. Problem is, I don't share them. Twix, I like. Twix is yummy. That is a dang good candy bar. And I guess Mars bars, do those still exist? They do M&M's. That's right. Mars Inc. does M&M's and Skittles, Juicy Fruit chewing gum. They're also going to try and reduce the sodium levels in all their products 25% by 2015. I mean, that's kind of nice. I would love my junk food to be healthy. I think that's wonderful. Okay. In more news, a student has claimed a lawsuit when he was humiliated and traumatized at school for being strip searched to look for marijuana. I believe this happened in Georgia. The student is suffering emotional distress because he was wearing Superman underwear and the kids were looking at his underwear. I guess what happened is there were three kids. They were originally strip searched after suspecting they have marijuana. One accused the boy, his name is DH, of having drugs. He then was brought to the vice principal, right, at the school. While the three classmates watched, they strip searched this kid. The kid begged to go to the bathroom for some privacy. They could strip search him in the bat, but didn't do it. No drugs were found, right? A lawsuit still hasn't told us if drugs were found on the other three students, but because everybody saw his Spider-Man underwear, I think it was like underoos. How old is he? They aren't saying how old, but I'm assuming he's of an age, probably middle school. There's high school. No, I think it's middle school. So he's all embarrassed. They say the strip searches were done intentionally, willfully, wantonly, maliciously. Well, these all rhyme. Recklessly, sadistically, deliberately, with callous indifference to their consequences. I think strip searching is ridiculous. If I was this kid's parent, I'd sue. Absolutely. But you want to know what? When I heard this happen, I told the kids what happened. I go, look, kids, you could have some idiots in class saying you have drugs. And then you're going to have to go to the principal's office. They're going to strip search you. Can you please, for the love of God, make sure your underwear is clean? Mom, I don't want, what about holes? Can we wear underwear with holes in it? No, you cannot. All right. In final news today, there's a dentist being investigated after a second child dies in his care. New Jersey officials are investigating a dentist after a three-year-old boy died while restrained under local anesthetic for a routine cavity filling procedure. He is still on probation for the death of a six-year-old girl back in 2004. Remember? We talked about a girl that died in his chair. I think the girl was a healthy girl, no medical problems. This boy did have some special needs. As soon as he got the anesthetic, he went limp, turned blue, stopped breathing, pronounced dead at a hospital. Scary stuff. We don't know what's going on, but that's being investigated. As we know more, we'll let you know. All right, guys, great show. Cannot wait to talk to you again tomorrow. You make sure you be safe, and don't forget to follow me on my website at Dr. Dahlia and Twitter. All right, bye, guys.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.